Next in the gallery are four columns of dirt and trash. They are in glass cases and have roofs at the top of them. The first column on the left is the shell midden column. This column is about 8 feet tall. It's set before the 1900s. There are many layers of rock, shell midden, and dirt. Shell middens are layers of waste left by people consisting of shell, bone, and occasionally cultural material. There are more layers of shell midden towards the bottom of the column. Shell midden are common at the coastline. The term midden means trash. Shell midden is a layer of trash. They are indicators of cultural activity. Shell middens mark the dwelling place of ancestors and are sacred and protected by law. Shell midden is developed by people eating and processing shellfish. Shells release calcium carbonate, which changes the chemistry of the soil. This helps preserve artifacts.
The first column on the right is the backyard pits, 1860 to 1910s. It is about 9 to 10 feet tall and consists of dirt, ceramics, shoes, glass bottles, metal, pipes, and rock. The bottom layer is a layer of compact dirt. From backyard heaps, we learn about the diverse ethnic backgrounds of people who settled in Seattle after 1850 and how they spent their time here. Archaeologists find clues about people's hygiene, diet, health, and leisure time.
As Seattle grew from a small settlement to a town, residents either burned or buried garbage in their backyards until about 1910. For archaeologists, backyard heaps reveal a lot about the people who made them, including what they ate, how they lived, and what they considered garbage. Pit toilets or outhouses are common where plumbing is not available. There are also convenient places to dispose of things that people sometimes didn't want others to see. People using a garbage pit behind their house in Seattle in the late 1800s might accumulate 2 feet of garbage in 20 years.
The next column on the right is town dumps, 1920s to 1950s. This column is about 10 to 11 feet tall. The top layers are dark and the middle layers are lighter. In the dirt, there are sheets of aluminum foil, plastic, wood, layers of sand, a doll, a chain, etc. The dirt that is lighter has metal pipes in it. As a city grows, so does its garbage. More people generate more trash. Industrial manufacturing makes it easier to replace cheap goods instead of repairing them. Citywide waste collection encourages the growth of large centralized dumps where things from different communities get mixed together.
The second column on the left is the modern landfill. This column is about 12 feet tall. There is a thick layer of cement at the top and beneath it is about 2 feet full of trash, such as plastic, shoes, an outlet cover, bubble wrap, etc. There is another layer of cement that is about a foot in height. Beneath it is rotten food like a black banana, bottles, plastic, a CD, mail, food containers, etc. Underneath it is a large layer of rocks and stones and a big pipe reaching the other end of the column, and more cement at the bottom.